This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. What person has had the biggest impact on your life? Whom do you admire most? We'll talk today about what makes someone admirable. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That's why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to the Philippines, specifically the Greater Manila area, and recently to Europe over the shortwave facility of Reflections Europe, located in Donegal, Republic of Ireland. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Humanity has long been fascinated with beings, gods, or humans who have extraordinary powers. It is not a stretch to say that superheroes and superhero fiction have existed for as long as stories have been passed down. Greek mythology has a plethora of gods and demigods and stories to rival any Marvel or DC character or storyline. Mesopotamia had the legend of Gilgamesh defeating Humbaba. Scandinavia had Beowulf, who slew the monstrous Grendel and Grendel's mother. Diana protected slaves and the lower class long before Wonder Woman arrived. Superheroes have been around for a long time, and many of the stories have been used to impart some important lessons. Many people have tried to portray Jesus as the ultimate superhero, but he is not a superhero. Unlike superheroes, Jesus has no faults. He has no Achilles heel or kryptonite to weaken him, no flaw to be exploited. Jesus wears no costume and has no need of special gadgets. Superheroes have enemies who might defeat them. Jesus does not. There is no cosmic war against good and evil, such that evil might win. God is in control of all things. While Satan currently rules on earth, see 2 Corinthians 4:4, he has already been defeated through Jesus' death and resurrection, John 12:31. Jesus is not a superhero. He is real. He is God in the flesh who came to the earth to live a perfect life and then lay it down as the perfect sacrifice for mankind's sin. By doing so, he brought eternal life and freedom from death and sin to all who will put their faith in him. No superhero could do what Jesus did, and no superhero will ever be necessary to save the world. Only God can do that. See Psalm 3:8. Now, some people argue that God is man-made. That is, the concept of God is merely a human fabrication handed down through the generations from those who didn't know any better. They claim that the idea of a god or gods is simply the way human beings explain things that are too difficult to understand. Some state that belief in the supernatural ignores science and embraces superstition. So who should you admire? Is the idea of God a fantasy based on ignorance and concocted by our forefathers before science proved it to be false? No, God is not man-made, rather God made man. Even skeptics agree that there is a beginning for every created thing, including man. So, in order for man to have a beginning, there must be a first cause that existed before him. Evolutionists argue that the first cause was an impersonal force, a Big Bang, that started the universe. But even that explanation leaves a lot of unanswered questions. The logical response to this line of thinking is, who caused the Big Bang? What or who put those forces into motion? No reasonable answer outside of the Bible has been offered. The Bible starts with the fact of God in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. When we set aside prejudice, the Bible's answer seems to be the most logical explanation for that first cause. In the beginning was God. He was not created and therefore needs no first cause. He has always been and always will be, apart from time and space. See Psalm 90, verse 2. He introduced himself to Moses as I Am in Exodus 3:14. The meaning of his name signifies the eternal aspect of his nature. He always was and always will be the eternal, self-existent One. That's who I admire most. A second consideration in the matter of whether or not God is man-made is the nature of God as he has revealed himself through the pages of his book, the Bible. Many attributes of God are not those that human beings would necessarily think to include if they had invented him. The character of God includes omniscience, Isaiah 46:9 and 10, omnipotence, 2 Samuel 22:3, patience, 2 Peter 3:9, and consistency, Malachi 3:6. He is described as loving in Psalm 25, faithful in Psalm 31, and desirous of having a relationship with us in Jeremiah 29:13. Man-made gods are usually fashioned in the image of man. The gods of pagan cultures are fraught with flaws, inconsistencies, and human-like weaknesses. They are petty, selfish, cruel, and capricious. In short, they behave as man-made gods would behave, with the same sins and jealousies found in the human heart. In order for God to be man-made, his nature could only extend as far as man's imagination. The God of the Bible far surpasses our understanding. Yet he leaves hints, like a trail of spiritual breadcrumbs, for us to follow as we come to know him better. Another consideration in the matter of whether or not God is man-made is the trustworthiness of the Bible. In order to contend that God does not exist, one must deal with the accuracy of the book that tells about him. Within the pages of the Bible, God has revealed himself to us and given us hundreds of examples of his dealings with man through the centuries. Many who staunchly argue against the reality of God are also blindly ignorant about the Bible. They often claim it is an ancient book written by a bunch of Jews. Statements like that demonstrate the flawed foundation upon which they have constructed their arguments. The Bible is a collection of books written by over 40 different authors over a 1,500-year time span from three different continents and in three different languages. Yet it weaves together the pieces of a single story like a jigsaw puzzle fits together. The Bible is God's story of his relentless pursuit to redeem his fallen creation. If the idea of God is man-made, then there is no God, really, and the biggest question left unanswered relates to the complexity and apparent design of the universe. A single strand of DNA shows such intricate brilliance that random chance cannot come close to explaining it. Beyond that, the billions of perfectly synchronized atoms, molecules, systems, and universes shout to us about a designer. Removing God from the realm of possible explanations gives rise to many unanswerable questions. No other explanation makes sense. Theories abound, but none can claim definitive scientific evidence for the startling harmonization of the universe's complexity. Even Charles Darwin had to admit, quote, "To suppose that the eye, with all its inimitable contrivances for adjusting the focus to different distances, for admitting different amounts of light, and for the correction of spherical and chromatic aberration, could have been formed by natural selection seems, I freely confess, absurd in the highest possible degree." Unquote. That's from The Origin of the Species book. We cannot simply remove the idea of God without replacing that idea with a more reasonable explanation. Questions do not disappear by eliminating the possibility of God. However, when we remove the prejudices and presuppositions that refuse to allow God to be considered, he remains the only logical explanation for this amazing world. And that's another reason why God is so admirable. Those who have decided that God cannot exist build their worldview around the idea and pretend that their fallible answers fill in the blanks. Denial of God is a strong, almost religious assumption that taints their so-called search for truth. However, those who truly desire to be open-minded and pursue truth wherever it may lead find that the evidence always leads to God. A famous poem that I really enjoy, written by Dr. James Allen in 1926, is about the life of Jesus Christ, and it's called One Solitary Life. Listen to this. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village, where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. He never wrote a book, he never held an office, he never went to college, he never visited a big city. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things usually associated with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when his friends all ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, which was the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 19 centuries have come and gone, and today Jesus is the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that have ever marched and all the navies that have ever sailed and all the parliaments that have ever sat and all the kings that have ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of mankind on earth as powerfully as this one solitary life. Have you seriously considered Jesus Christ as the one you most admire? Beyond admiration, will you consider him to be your Lord and Savior, the one who died in your place, who took away your sin and guilt so that you might live forever with him in heaven? I hope you will place your faith in Jesus, that one solitary life today. Now, to briefly review the basics of Christianity, we have all sinned, Romans 3:23. God loves us and Christ died to take away our sins, Romans 6:23. The free gift of God is eternal life when we trust in Christ, repent of our sinful life, and surrender our life to the will of God, John 14:6. We can do nothing to earn or merit salvation. It is a free gift from God that belongs to you when you place your total faith and trust in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to remove your sin and make you acceptable to God. See Ephesians 2:8 and 9. We must confess faith in Christ and agree to open our heart to Christ. We must trust Christ with our whole life. Romans 10:9 and 10. Being a Christian means that we allow the Holy Spirit to remake us so we become holy as God is holy in the way that we live our lives. Matthew 16:24 to 26. Once you have accepted Christ by faith into your life, you now have eternal life even while you live. Eternal life, once received by faith, is permanent and cannot be lost. John 5:24. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere as they believe in Jesus. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospeltoafrica.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Proverbs 4:23. Above everything else, guard your heart. Everything you do comes from it.